Actress Yoon Yeo-jung is an institution in Korean cinema. Her career spans 5 decades and includes starring roles in some classic Korean films and TV dramas. Now at the age of 73, she has newfound fame here in the U.S. with the Oscar-nominated film Minari.
할머니 오셨다.
안녕하세요, 할머니.
네가 애니구나. 이거 벌써 처녀가 다 됐네.
The film centers around a Korean-American family trying to make a go of it with a farm in rural Arkansas. Yoon plays the grandmother, Soonja. She's traveled from Korea to watch after her grandkids. But her little grandson, David, needs some time to get used to her.
아이고, pretty boy, pretty boy, pretty boy.
I'm not pretty, I'm good looking.
Minari is up for 6 Academy Awards, including a Best Supporting Actress nomination for Yoon, the first for a Korean actress. We asked her about it when we called her at her home in Seoul.
Tell you the truth is, it's very stressful because Korean has hope. You know, this is never happened in Korea. And I feel like I'm an Olympian, just competing for my country. So it is terrible feeling, tell you the truth is.
Oh, no. So you feel pressure even though the work is done. You've done the work. But it comes with a sense of responsibility, I guess, is the answer.
Right.
Yeah. Can you tell us about the woman you play, your character, Soonja? What did you want to make sure she represented?
Love. Sacrifice for the grandson. And, you know, like a second generation. That's just a human nature. Love means sacrifice for somebody else.
The grandson is played by this young actor named Alan Kim, who is just marvelous in this movie.
Yes.
He is not so sure about you. He complains that you are not, in his mind, what a real grandma is, that you swear too much, you don't know how to cook, you don't bake him cookies. You say that the root of that relationship was sacrifice. Can you just describe how it unfolds?
The reason she cannot cook or can't, you know, like a typical grandmother, because she was a widow, Korean war widow, single mother, and she was working mother. So she doesn't know how to cook because she was working all along for her daughter.
Yeah.
And she liked to have some fun. Because she's been through a lot.
And make life light.
Yes.
No matter how dark and heavy everything else appears to be, focus on the light.
Yeah, she's trying to just comfort them.
And David, the grandson, eventually does find comfort in his grandmother. He lives with a life-threatening heart condition, and one night he gets scared. I love the moment in the film when you're lying with David. You two share a room. You sleep on the floor. He is trying to pray before he goes to bed. But he's afraid that if he says these prayers, that he will slip off to heaven in his sleep. And you're hearing him struggle through this.
하지만 나 기도했어요. 할머니 날 벌써 빌었다고요. 근데 지금도 안 가고 싶어요.
Can you describe what it was like to play that scene? I understand you've said it was one of your favorites in the film.
Yes, that was my favorite scene because we just connect between David and me. Was connecting each other, I think. I just grabbed him and then I said to him, no, I'm not going to let you die.
자, 괜찮아. 전당 안 맞춰도 돼. 미나리, 미나리, 원더풀.
I read that you thought a lot about your own great-grandmother while playing this role. Yes. Can you tell us about her?
It's a heartbreaking story. Well, I was born in 1947, so I was maybe 3 when Korean War started. And, of course, after the war, we don't have enough water. We don't have enough rice or, you know, nothing is properly done. And my grandmother passed away during the wartime. And my great-grandmother happened to be alive until I was 9. And she's trying to save the water because we only have a city water in certain time for the family. Certain, you will right. get the
rations.
Yes,
she was only allowed rations of water. Right.
So she's trying to save the water. I saw her when I was 9 or 8, and she reused it. Then to me, she was very dirty or not hygienic. So I didn't like her at all. What a stupid thing. I didn't like her because she's not clean. And she always says she's not hungry. And she always skipped the lunch. I didn't know at the time. Mm. She never say I love you. But I realized after 60 years old, my great-grandmother sacrificing.
After 60, is yes. that what you're saying? After yes. the after age of 60?
After I become 60 years old, all of a sudden I thought about my great-grandmother. Then I realized, oh, she was saving all the food and all the water for us.
Yeah.
So it's heartbreaking.
Did playing this role as Soonja then offer some sense of coming to terms with your memories of your great-grandmother?
Yes. Every night I prayed for her because I felt terrible. I was very ignorant. Then later on, when I got this script, I really understood this script deeply. It's connected me. The script was very authentic and very real to me and very genuine story to me. It was very touching. So, okay, I'll do it without any condition.
Yeah. Well, it's been such a pleasure to talk with you. We so appreciate it. Yoon Yo-jung, she is one of the stars of the Oscar-nominated film Minari. Thank you so much.
Thank you.